into
muffling.
Yeah.
Hello.
Still like kind of weird.
I'd like to call the February 22nd, 2022 Board of Adjustment meeting to order and thank everybody for taking part at this time to join us this afternoon. Ms. O'Connor, may we now have the roll call.
Member Affinati?
Present.
Member Barcello?
Here.
Member Gribb?
Here.
Vice Chair Roach?
Here.
And Chair Dankworth?
Present.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you again for joining us this afternoon, and I apologize for being below the radar, so to speak. I'm trying to sit up as straight as I can and as tall as I can, but I have no cushion. If for general information, restrooms can be found outside the double doors to your right. There is a drinking fountain located next to the restrooms. If you wish to address the board on any agenda item or during the call to the audience, please fill out a blue card located on the back table and hand it to the recording secretary, Ms. O'Connor, who's sitting to my right. During the time, this is the call to the audience, and during this time, any member of the public who is here in person can address the board on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual board members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. Ms. O'Connor, are there any blue cards?
No.
No, there are no blue cards. Having no blue cards, I will now close the call to the audience. Yes, welcome, Mr. Solomon. You are, as the liaison, would you like to make any comments at this time?
No, thank you.
Okay. I've reviewed the order of business, and we will proceed as listed on the agenda. Ms. O'Connor, will you please read agenda item number one?
Review and approval of the December 14th, 2021 special session meeting minutes.
May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. And may I have
a second?
Who gave the second?
I did.
Okay. Thank you. All those in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The motion is carried. Item number two. Ms. O'Connor, will you please read item number two?
Public hearing, discussion, and possible action regarding a variance request to reduce the rear yard setback from 5 feet to 2.5 feet to accommodate an existing swimming pool at 2290 West Azure Creek Loop, case number 2200120.
Thank you. Ms. Sims, would you please provide the staff presentation?
Thank you, Chair Dankworth. Board members, my name is Melanie Sims. I'm a principal planner with the Town of Oro Valley. So our purpose this afternoon is to consider the applicant's request to reduce a portion of the required rear setback to accommodate an existing pool. The code requires a 5-foot setback from the rear property line for all in-ground pools. Approximately 9 feet of the existing pool is 2.5 feet too close to the property line. The variance request is to reduce the 5-foot requirement to 2.5 feet for only this portion of the pool. The applicant's request was evaluated using the 5 findings established in state law, which I will go through in my presentation. But first, the variance request is for a residence located off Azure Creek Loop, which is notated with a star on the image. It is in the new Cerros Viejo subdivision near the corner of La Cholla and Naranja, surrounded by other neighborhoods and schools to the north and south. Again, the applicant's request was evaluated using the 5 findings shown on the screen. Per state law, the Board of Adjustment must find that all 5 findings are met in order to approve the variance request. I will now walk us through each and then conclude with staff's recommendation. So the first finding checks if there are any special circumstances applying to the property, such as size, shape, or topography, supporting the variance request. In this case, the rear lot line is angled and not parallel to the front lot line or the home. As shown on the image in the screen, as the lot line angles, the rear yard gets narrower. Therefore, staff has determined that this finding is met due to the irregular-shaped yard. The second finding is directly associated with the first. It examines whether the special circumstance was created by a current or previous owner. The angled lot line was created by the developer when the subdivision was platted in 2019. This was prior to any homeowner's purchase. Although the applicant was responsible for the pool construction, the encroachment was unintentional and due to the angle of the lot line. Therefore, staff finds that this finding has been met. The intent of the third finding is to evaluate if a variance is necessary to grant a property right that is enjoyed by all others within the same zoning district. The property is zoned R17, which is a single-family residential zoning district. Swimming pools are common to all single-family residential zones. The image on the screen shows a nearby R17 subdivision with several swimming pools constructed. Therefore, staff has determined that this finding has been met. The fourth finding is whether any conditions should be applied to the request to ensure a special privilege isn't being granted by the variance request. The intent of the 5-foot setback requirement is to make sure adequate distance is maintained between the swimming pool and adjacent homes. For this request, the homes to the rear are placed closer to their front property lines. In fact, the home with the highest potential to be impacted by the 2.5-foot encroachment is roughly 43 feet away from the rear yard wall. This is actually a greater distance than the home where the 5-foot setback is met, which is still 35 feet away from the rear yard wall. Due to the placement of the homes, the intent of the code requirement is not only met but exceeded. Therefore, staff does not recommend any conditions for this request. Lastly, the fifth finding evaluates if the request will be materially detrimental to surrounding neighbors and the general public. The existing pool meets all required side setbacks, and again, the majority of the rear setback. As shown on the screen, the pool is screened by a 5 to 6 foot block wall with landscaping installed between the wall and the pool. Additionally, the pool is required to go through the town's standard inspection protocols to make sure it meets all building, drainage, and safety requirements. Therefore, staff finds that this finding has been met. So in summary, staff finds the applicant's request meets all 5 findings. The angled rear property line created an irregularly shaped yard that narrows to one end. Additionally, the applicant's request to reduce a portion of the 5-foot setback to 2.5 feet still meets the intent of the code as the pool is 35 to 43 feet away from the homes to the rear. To conclude, staff recommends approval. The applicant is also here to present and answer questions the board may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sims. Will the applicant now please come up and present your comments?
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you all for meeting. Sorry about this circumstance. So my name is Cassandra Major, and this is my property. This started being built, I think, I started the contract back in about a year ago. And so we've been going through this process for quite some time now. So most of what she's already said is pretty much everything that's pretty much in all of my findings, the same. We discussed it over the telephone, too. excuse my voice, I haven't had one for quite a while. The lot line is not straight, so when you visually come out of my home, if you look at the actual property, it appears straight when you visually look at it, but it actually is at an angle. All of the documentation when I signed the contract, the CAD drawings, all appeared as if it was going to be square to the wall. That's how I thought the pool was going to be installed. So to my surprise, it was not installed square to the wall. And then come to find out that it was actually crooked. So then this is kind of what's happened. So basically all of the findings together, we've kind of come up with that, you know, it's not really going to affect anyone in the neighborhood. And, you know, I'll just kind of go through these really quickly. Basically, everything that she said is in my exact documentation here. So this just talks about the CAD drawings, the plans, the pool layout that we went through, the decisions that we talked about, that the pool was going to be square to the back wall initially, and that at that point when I made the decision, I wasn't even aware that my back wall was crooked, to be honest with you, that it wasn't straight. So until this actually happened. So under C, as Ms. Sims had mentioned, the pools are common. That's a normal thing. I think in my street right now, it's a new subdivision, and I think there's 4 out of the 6 homes that have pools or are pools are under construction. Under D, there's no special request being made. Landscape is already in place. And under E, after having a conversation with the inspector for Oro Valley, I have a better understanding that this should have no effect on my neighbors or myself by passing this variance. Rear neighbors actually have more space because of the angled fence. So a lot of these pictures are the same pictures that you guys have already seen. This just demonstrates the angle of the wall that was submitted. That's from Meritage Homes initially. And then this is an example of the CAD drawings that I was initially given, where, as you can see, it would be parallel to my back wall. So this is the impression that I was given how my pool would be. So, and if you look here at the documentation, in fact, I looked at it a little closer. At the top, it says, I think 9 point something. I can't see it on this particular from here. But on the corner in this corner over here in the right-hand corner, it says it's going to be 9 something from the wall. And over here, it's going to be 5 something from the wall, when in fact, it's 5 something from the wall and 2.5 something from the wall. So long story short, it is what it is. The pool's where it is. And we can't hocus pocus, you know, as I used to tell my kids, hocus pocus, mocus locus, and we can move it and make it somewhere else. So I'm asking, you know, your consideration to please pass this variance, because I would like to have a pool, hopefully by this summer, for my children to enjoy. So thank you so much for your time. And if you have any questions, I would like to take those now.
So the pool is not finished right now, right?
The pool is in the shot creek stage, and it's a very rough shot creek. So I think there's some issues with the shot creek as well that I think that need to be addressed. And everything is kind of at a standstill. So not just the pool, but
how long has it been like that for?
Months and months. It's been at a standstill. So I have a barbecue that's not turned on. I have a fire pit that's not turned on. I have all the pool equipment. Nothing's finished. So
when you went to your pool designer, you told him, he was like, that's it. I can't really do anything about it.
Well, their solution is to fill in that whole 9 foot by 2 foot space and then just not pay the last $5,000 that I owe them.
Are they going to finish the pool for you?
I'm not to that point. Okay. I'm just
out of curiosity.
I'm.
You got a giant scar in your yard right now.
I'm just ready to vomit about the whole thing. Quite honestly, I mean, I don't know what you guys would feel about this, but I feel like I'm just between a rock and a hard place, because I don't know if he doesn't finish it, who's going to finish it, who's going to warranty it, and at this point, where am I at? This is my pool builder, so here he is. And he's a very nice gentleman, but qualified, I'm not sure. So no offense, Chad. We've had this conversation.
Are there any other questions? Go ahead, Mr. Gibb.
I have a question for Ms. Sims. Looking through the conditions, the only one that can be argued at all, and we've had this discussion, is condition number two, mm-hmm. that this special circumstance wasn't created by the owner through her contractor or by the builder who was the previous owner. Mm-hmm. So help me understand why that does not apply here.
Sure. Chair Dankworth, Member Gribb. So when we look at owner, we're really looking at after platting, even previous owners. So the developer wasn't factored in as an owner who created the lot line. I think that would apply to most lots in town. They were all created at one point by an owner. So we really look at after platting with the lot lines if it was if the owner did something to create an irregular shape. And I hope that addresses your question, but please let me know if you want me to move further. But so we really looked at who's the ownership after platting, which was Ms. Mazur.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does answer my question.
Okay.
It does. All right. I do have a question. Ms. Sims, who brought this to the town's attention?
Sure. Chair Dankworth, the applicant applied after the inspection was failed to finalize the pool.
Okay. Yet this was known by the pool developer?
I would have to defer to the contractor.
It is. Okay. Well, then I certainly commend the applicant for having the civic mindedness to do that and to adhere to our rules and regulations. I appreciate that. I think we all do. Thank you.
Chair Dankworth, if I may, I believe if you would like to fill out a blue card, sir, if you would do. Sorry. See us.
I'm her neighbor and the picture's not there.
This is for the public hearing, not during this portion of the meeting. He can fill out a blue card and come up during the public hearing once it's open.
I would like to express my views, if you don't mind. Is it possible?
Yeah, I'll give you a blue card.
Sorry?
I think you have to fill out a blue card and write your opinion down on that blue card.
Then we'll wait for the public hearing portion of the meeting to be opened. It's not it's not open for that just yet, sir.
In just a minute.
Dankworth, we haven't opened up the public hearing portion of the meeting. Do we have anything that the board wants to take care of before then?
There were no other questions or comments from the board, and I'm waiting for the gentleman to hand in the card.
Fair enough.
Okay, I will now open the public hearing, so if there is anyone who has handed in a blue card, please come up and speak to us.
Good afternoon. My name is Venkata. I'm a professor of electrical engineering, retired. I'm here because I'm her neighbor. and I'm in lot 26, which is west of where she is. We have been good neighbors, so my complaint is not on the neighbor herself, but the lot itself. I have some concerns I want to ask here. I'm not a civil engineer. Can I see that slide on the finding four? Because that's where my lot is there. I can explain what it is. Excuse me. I need my glasses. I'm slow. I'm close to 80 years old, so I cannot speak. My concern is not on the variance of space. That's not the problem. My concern is I am in lot number 26, west of her. And in fact, it shows here on the picture. That's how I thought I will talk about it. The land slopes naturally from towards my lot from her lot. That's a natural sloping of the lot. And the second thing is, considering the water tablet is about pool and the water and so on, some water has been leaking into my yard. So I don't know what is its impact on the foundation itself and the house stability and so on. So that's my major concern I came here to express. So if I'm not clear, I will be happy to explain.
Thank you. Thank you. Would the applicant please come up so I could ask a question of you? You mentioned that the pool is in a state of flux at this point. Are you aware that there is water leaking into your neighbor's yard?
I believe there's a drainage problem in my backyard as well, and that needs to be addressed, and that's not been signed off on our final for this whole project. I don't believe my yard is draining correctly, so that's a whole nother, probably one of these meetings.
So at this point, we don't know if the drainage problem is from a source other than the pool.
It's not because of the pool. It's the way the backyard has not been.
The backyard is. Okay.
There's a problem.
I see your neighbor is shaking his head. No.
He has a problem because there's water going into his backyard, mm-hmm. because I don't think my whole entire backyard has been actually graded properly for it to drain correctly. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So my water is pooling and it's settling by my house. I've already talked to Meritage Homes about it, and they're telling me they're not going to warranty my foundation on my home because my water is all pooling by my house. There's a serious problem here. We have a bigger problem than just this variance.
Right.
This is minimal.
Right.
Okay, minimal. All right. So, like, I get it that my water, he doesn't have anything in his backyard. His is just dirt. And so what's happening is at the bottom of my fence, like where the fence is in the middle, that we share a wall, right? That water, when it gets wet, is going into his yard. And then in between our two fences, or in between our houses, where his air conditioning and my house is, there's supposedly been this drainage system that's been put in underneath my pavers to go out my gate. It stops midway, and then there's an uphill, so it doesn't actually drain out to the street. So we got issues. There's issues, like layers of issues here going on.
Right. So I...
Chair Beckworth, we're way out of order and off topic.
Right. I was just going to say
so
that.
This is opening a can of worms. I know this doesn't have to do with the variance of the pool, because my pool is many, many feet from his backyard.
Right.
So the pool isn't creating his water problem per se.
I'm going to interject right here now. Thank you for that explanation.
So much.
And I think we sympathize with your problems.
Oh,
but
that's
truly, they are two different issues, sir.
In the whole scheme of life.
While I understand where you're coming from, that is not pertinent to what the variance is pertaining to. But thank you for coming.
May I ask one more question? Do you have any advice for me how I approach this? Because I've been living there and I don't know anything about it.
Madam Chair, we're way out of order. We're not. Yeah. Okay. We can't give advice from the DS.
This is not
okay.
The job of the
okay.
board to give you advice on that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank
you. Okay. I'm now going to close the call to the audience. And Council, Board, I wear multiple hats. So, Board, are there any other questions or comments with regard to the issue of this variance? No. All right. May I then entertain a motion to approve the variance?
Sure. So I move to approve this variance request to reduce the rear yard setback from 5 feet to 2.5 feet for an existing swimming pool at 2290 West Azor Creek Loop, based on the finding that the 5 criteria have been met.
Is there a second?
Second.
I heard two at once. Which
whoever.
It's whoever, but it's Mr. Roach. Okay. Thank you. All signify if you approve by saying aye.
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 Aye. The motion is carried unanimously. And let us now go.
Election of chair for the Board of Adjustment effective February 23rd, 2022.
All right. May I have a motion from any member of the board?
Yeah, I move to elect Helen Denkworth as the chair.
All right. Is there a second? Thank you. Is there any other nomination? All right. In that instance, the nominations are closed, and all signify approval of the motion by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. The motion is carried 5-0, and thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. We'll try to do a good job. Okay. Let us now go on to the election of a vice chair, and may I have a nomination for vice chair?
Madam Chair.
Could we first have Ms. Ancona read the item for us for the record, ma'am?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We have Ms. Ancona read the item into the meeting, so before we move.
Election of vice chair for the Board of Adjustment effective February 23rd, 2022.
All right. Now may I have a nomination for vice president? Vice.
Madam Chair.
I think I looked this way before.
Madam Chair, I'd like to nominate Stephen Roach to serve as our vice chair.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any other nomination? All right. Maybe then we have the nomination of Stephen Roach for vice chair, and maybe all signify the approval of the motion by saying aye, if you approve that.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion is approved 5-0. Stephen Roche is our new vice chair.
Thank you.